Warning. This program may contain language that could offend some listeners. Fur Affinity News is an independent production and does not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Fur Affinity staff.
And welcome to Fur Affinity News, bringing you the highlights of Fur Affinity and the furry art community. I am your lovable, adorable host, Two Griffin, to take a look at the highlights on Fur Affinity in the last week. As this is our very first edition, I'd like to note that Fur Affinity News is an independent production, written and created by me, Two Griffin. Dragoneer, the owner of Fur Affinity, has given me his blessing in producing the show. However, no Fur Affinity staff is involved with the production of this show, and the opinions you hear do not necessarily reflect those of the Fur Affinity staff. However, if you hear me yelling about people who need to quit whining, then you can bet they probably do. In other words, if you hear something in these shows that makes your face want to make the noise, it's not Fur Affinity's fault. It's mine. Because I'm just a prick that way. The purpose of this program is to take a look at recent highlights into Fur Affinity activity and the furry art community in general. I'll be highlighting artists, going over recent happenings, announcing upcoming events in the furry world, and generally giving you an overview of what's going on just in case you missed it. So let's get going. And to kick off the first show, holy lactating Jesus, Batman! We've got drama, yes, as nearly impossible as it is to believe. Drama reared its succulent head this week in the FA forums over, of all things, the Fur Affinity Thanksgiving banner. The banner, drawn by Daniel Kay, featured two furries stuffing themselves silly with all manner of Thanksgiving foods and were indeed fatter than Paris Hilton's STDs. However, not everyone seemed to appreciate the joke, as a complaint was started in the FA forum over the artwork. Apparently, some furries were, gasp, offended and upset by the banner, and a petition was called to remove it. At least a few furries stated they felt physically ill while looking at the fat furries on the top of the screen, which apparently was a big distraction from browsing through their usual repertoire of lactating hermaphrodite macro slug tars. Other furries were upset by what they believed was a display of fetishism on the banner and wanted the picture to go back to the usual non-fetish, non-disgusting, completely normal, absolutely mundane display of half-naked gay animal-human hybrid creatures. Perhaps someone should have explained to these folks that furries are a fetish no matter how much they happen to weigh, and then car-bombed their genitals. On the upside, the prevailing attitude of most furries on the matter seemed to be to grow a damn spine and quit whining. Mew the Skunk posted his thoughts saying, quote, "The more people complain about the banner, the more they hurt the fandom. I personally find nothing wrong with it. If anyone does, just block the image. As simple as that." Well, I happen to agree with the Skunk. It is only a banner, after all, and there was certainly nothing indecent showing. And what furry could argue with the idea of eating mountains of food until you need a crane to lift you to work? It sounds like a good time to me. We're all friends here, so hey, don't sweat the small stuff. It wastes valuable time you could be looking at porn. I would, however, like to offer congratulations on unlocking the Mountains Out of Molehills achievement. You all get to use the Golden Live Journal scheme. In other news, what do Thanksgiving and MFF have in common? A Fur Affinity art tsunami, that's what. Fur Affinity users have logged in over the last few days to notice their submission lists bulging like Steve Buscemi's eyeballs, just brimming over with luscious, tantalizing furry artwork. And the reason for this is because the artists who attended Midwest Fur Fest are just getting back home and putting up scans of the artwork they were forced to draw at gunpoint while at the convention. But whatever the reason, it's a party in our eyeballs and every furry is invited. Hey, nothing like a major convention to get these artists off their butts and force them to draw piles of pictures they'll probably go to hell for, right? So for those of you who are into luscious, towering beefcakes, the artist Cooner, or Lightning Pencil as we used to call him in the old days, has uploaded a literal smorgasbord of sinuous, droolable lover boys to look at. I definitely recommend checking out his gallery if you're a fur who just wants to be hugged by a beast who can crush you flatter than the Rock's acting range. Furry artists everywhere have been praising Midwest Fur Fest for their new dealer din this year. The convention, in its ninth year, had outgrown their hotel in Schaumburg and chose a Westin closer to the center of Chicago to move to. Their dealer din this year was the largest they've ever had, and it brought in furries from all over the world to share in the experience. Their membership fell just 8 people short of the 2,000 mark. Eight dudes! Their art show wrangled up just under $23,000, and the charity auction brought in $15,000. And yes, I was there, and the Hamtaro rumor is true. Yes, Kage offered to do a live stand-up Uncle Kage Story Hour in a Hamtaro costume if he got any bids over $1,000. And indeed, some cruel bastard decided that he would do that just to see that, and it happened. I was there. Oh my God, it was fun. And yes, the MFF fire alarm tradition has also followed the convention to their new home, as some jackball decided to get lols by pulling the alarm on Friday night. No word on whether or not they caught the moron, but if they do, I hope they hand him over to me for punishment, and I will car bomb his genitals. Of course, there's also Thanksgiving, so for you weirdos out there who are into turkeys, and you know what I mean with, you know, into turkeys, into them, you know, yeah. Well, this is the furry fandom, and nothing is sacred. I'm almost afraid to see what the Vore artists have done in the last couple of days, because you know it's going to be, yeah. And speaking of such, if you are a furry artist, then listen up. I know many of you are probably tired out from your dealer table tour, but this is no time to rest. It's less than 2 months before Further Confusion in California, which promises to be their biggest event ever. Unfortunately, their dealer room sold out in July, so if you don't already have a table reserved there, it's the artist's alley for you, buddy. However, don't discount Furry Weekend Atlanta, which is coming up in March. This southern convention has been growing rapidly since its first year and is threatening to become the newest mega convention in the furry world, reaching a membership of over 1,000 furries last year in just their fifth year of existence. Plenty of artists, including Latin Vixen, Lizard Beth, and Bushycat, have already signed up, but there are still plenty of spaces left. So if you can make it, I definitely recommend signing up for a table at Furry Weekend Atlanta, which will be March 19th to the 22nd, 2009, and meeting some of your furry-friendly southern fans. For more information on this con, go to furryweekend.com. As for other upcoming events, if you've always wanted to go to the land down under, now would be a good time. Midfur X, Australia's first fur con, is set to take off on December 12th to 15th in Melbourne, Australia. It's a perfect chance to meet the furs on the other side of the planet and at the same time get the hell away from the snow up here in the Northern Hemisphere. Keep in mind, it's summer down there, and you need to dress light. If you don't, you might burst into flame. Incidentally, Uncle Kage and I will be there to perform along with a host of Australian fur artists and performers. For more information on Midfur X, go to midfur.com.au. Hey, time for a commercial.
Hey, nice tackle, Steve.
Thanks. Say, Adam, your butt doesn't seem as firm as usual. Is anything wrong?
Oh, you noticed, huh?
Right away.
Oh, Steve, it's my local comic shop. They closed down, and the one across town doesn't carry my favorite anthropomorphic comics. I've felt droopy ever since.
Hey, you know, the same thing happened to me.
To you? But your butt's as firm as ever. How do you do it?
Rabbit Valley.
Rabbit Valley?
Rabbit Valley.
Rabbit Valley?
Rabbit Valley Comics. They have hundreds of the best anthropomorphic comics, and you can order them all online.
You mean no more trips to the comic store?
That's right. Rabbit Valley will send them right to your door.
Well, that's great, but you know I like hentai, too.
Rabbit Valley has hentai. Books, art prints, games, toys, they have everything an anthropomorphics fan needs, and you can get it all online. Rabbit Valley accepts all the major credit cards, and they ship all over the world. Just go to their website at rabbitvalley.com, and you'll see how easy it is.
Wow, I can practically feel my butt getting perky again already.
Hey, with Rabbit Valley, you'll be a tight end in no time. Rabbit Valley Comics. www.rabbitvalley.com. And welcome back to the show. The fan featured artist this week is Chibi Mero, or Chibi Mero, however you decide to pronounce it. I found this artist while picking through someone's favorites, and I couldn't believe that I hadn't heard of him before. Let me tell you, this guy, or girl, as the case may be, has created some of the most adorable furry faces I've ever seen. He's a master of expression, and his coloring techniques are just, they're unbelievable. And it figures, he's a Ringling Art School graduate with 9 years of art experience, so you know the guy knows what he's doing. His style is slightly on the cartoony side, but he's very versatile. His gallery swings everywhere from graffiti to near photorealistic, and his characters go from teeth rotting cute to just damn sexy. But one thing you can count on in every picture you see in Chibimero's gallery is complete droolable color. The guy can do with Photoshop what a Beverly Hills call girl can do with her tongue and a donkey. According to his information, he does take commissions, and they're sickeningly cheap for the quality. I highly recommend you visit his gallery and possibly get a commission before he comes to his senses and starts charging more money. And now, on to the weekly Fan Furry Art Awards, which have been thoroughly judged by a team of trained and experienced professionals. Or, in other words, me. And just to clarify, for now and for every show in the future, the term furry art, as used in the show, does not include photographs of cars or trees, or drawings of elves, fairies, or Japanese cat girls, or any other form of human with funny ears. It also doesn't include screen caps of your Second Life character. It has to be furry, and it has to be art. Hey, my show, my rules, damn it. So without further ado, let's see who the fan awards for this week are going to. This week's Romance Award goes to Kamari for his picture, Something's in the Air Tonight. Very, very adorable, romantic picture. There's a sunset, there's two furs, OMG. This week's Cutesy Award goes to D&K Aeneas for I Can Has Cookie. And if you like dragons and you don't believe that dragons can actually really be cute, you're wrong. Go look at this picture. It will rot your eyeballs off of your skull and they will fall and drool out of your face and on the floor. Yeah, go look at it. This week's Hot Award goes to Dabaz for Oh My God, My Wii. Again with the dragons here. If you like sexy, big, hot dragons, then you're going to love this picture. Holy crap. The Style Award this week goes to Kimbo DeMonica for his Halcyon commission. This is something that's completely work safe. You can actually hang this up on your wall, and it's a beautiful picture. It's a lion face, and it's very, very well done. Lots of style. We like it. The Comedy Award this week goes to Lil Glenn Doggy for I'm Koopo for Koopo Nuts. I don't even know how to describe this one. It's just funny. Go look at it. Oh, and if you have anything against seeing other furries getting kicked right in the nuts, then don't look. The Best Prawn Award, and I predict this is one that's going to be popular on this show. This week goes to Silver Fenrir for Consensual Asphyxiation. The title says it all. The WTF Award, and this is the award where you just look at something and go, what the fuck? This week goes to Cherry for Endless Erection Elixir. I'm not even going to attempt to describe what in the picture description it says, quote, the multitude of penises along the victim's form top out to their most rigid length and begin to throb uncontrollably. That's all I can say. Just go and look at it and go, what the? And since Thanksgiving was this last week, we're going to put a little extra award in here. It's going to be this week's Turkey Award. And that will go to Casey L. Jones for Happy Thanksgiving. It's a turkey, okay? It's just a turkey, but it's cute. It's an adorable, cute turkey, and yeah. Finally, the Best Art Award for this week goes to Zealand for his picture, Back to the Roots. Absolutely lovable, I mean, completely frameable worthy picture here. You gotta check it out, especially if you like kangaroos. As always, you'll be able to find links to all the sites and all the art pieces I've mentioned here in my FA journal. If you have any announcements about the furry art world, comments or questions, or you'd like to advertise on the show, please send an email to me at 2@ranting-griffin.com or visit my website at www.ranting-griffin.com. That's all we have for you for this show. We hope you'll join us again for the next edition of FA News. I'm 2 Griffin, and your furry art tip for the week is don't draw squares. Nothing in nature is square. See you next time.